Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, don't.
Come on, what are you talking about? Anyway, 7:08 today. We're going to have a beautiful day. Sunny, high of 85. Does not feel like the middle of September.
You know what? It's weird. It's like it feels like it's fall, but it's like a really hot fall.
Fall is right around the corner.
Because like yesterday, I was outside for a little bit.
It was hot.
I'm like, yeah, you know, I look around and I see fall. Yep. And I feel fall. But damn, it's hot.
It's warm, man.
You know, it's weird.
I don't know.
It's like a hybrid fall.
You know what it is? Because we're getting older, so our bodies are adjusting to temperature differently.
Yeah.
Like pretty soon we're back, oh, it's too hot.
It's too hot.
Oh, it's too cold.
I'm telling you, man, the ice caps are melting.
Polar bears are dying.
Yeah.
They really are. We should be worried. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 65. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
I love this story just because I feel like I could picture Tom Arnold in this scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
So a fight broke out at an Emmy Awards party because, you know, celebrities have a lot to be upset about. Tom Arnold tweeted late Sunday night, quote, Mark Burnett just went ape poop on me and choked me at this huge Emmy party. Then he ran away with his torn pink shirt and missing gold chain. I'm waiting for the LAPD. Burnett and Arnold have feuded for months about the behind-the-scenes recordings of The Apprentice. Tom Arnold claimed that Burnett purposely withheld tapes of Apprentice host Donald Trump saying nasty things about women and persons of color. So there you go. So they're fighting.
Huh.
Bunch of whiny-ass celebrities.
Tom Arnold, he's always in something, isn't he?
He is.
He's always in like some kind of scuffle, a fight.
Just something. He's had a real up-and-down go at it. You know, he was married to Roseanne, did a bunch of cocaine.
I know he had the cocaine addiction thing, the problem there.
He was in Austin Powers, the OG one.
And then, you know what, like, after all that, like, all you saw on Tom Arnold was him, like reflecting back and like apologizing and just being just kind of a little baby back bitch.
He's actually been pretty good as of late.
Yeah.
He's in that new show, that new Netflix original show about like conspiracies or something. So he's doing fine. He's working, but
apparently so he's passed all of his, Yeah, it was just like sad for a while. Yeah, it was like every time I saw him, I'm just like, God.
Very sad. It was very sad. So anyway, just watch out at Emmy parties. They get crazy.
Get your ass kicked.
No surprise here, but a new survey by Common Sense Media has found that teens would rather text than talk. We were talking about this earlier. 35% of 13 to 17-year-olds said they would rather text someone than communicate face-to-face. 35% would
rather.
That's
insane, dude.
Let's see. 32% still preferred in-person communication. 16% said they'd like to communicate through social media. Speaking of social media, the same survey found that Snapchat is the go-to social media app for teens. Huh. So here's what's funny. You would rather do it over the phone, but Snapchat is showing your face.
Face, right, right.
But it's not in real time. I always thought that was funny. Kiki does this all the time with her girlfriends, is they'll send messages to each other. Why don't you just FaceTime?
Just FaceTime. Get it out of the way.
If you want, because you're still seeing each other, but you're not like, it's almost like, oh, I'm going to redo that snap because I didn't like it. I didn't like how my face, I don't get it.
Well, how about this? Here's an idea. This is crazy. How about you just put your phone in your pocket and you go and talk to somebody once in a while?
No. That's ridiculous.
It's too much.
I got to stand next to someone and communicate to them.
And you got
to
make eye contact and whole shebang.
Without being all, you know, Mickey Rooney on you, and these kids these days, I understand. Texting is easy. It's a nice, quick way to communicate.
It is.
But when you're choosing that over natural human face-to-face conversation, I'm telling you, man, we're on that way.
Yeah.
We're on that way.
People are just going to evolve into just robots, man. Yeah. You know, I was just, I stumbled upon a video of a guy who was recording, it was 1989. It was a class yearbook video.
Mm-hmm.
So they did the yearbook, and this guy made a video yearbook, and it's like 10 minutes long watching this video.
A beta film?
Right. It was one of those shoulder cams,
Dude. Yeah.
And not a phone in sight. Mm. People hanging around. You know what's crazy? People smoking cigs in the hallways of the school. You know, just like
doing stuff.
The big hair, man, 1989. Nobody had a phone, dude.
Yeah.
You got in your Mustang and you hauled ass out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you could see it in the video. of like, damn, dude, I wish I could go back to that. I mean, I didn't experience, I graduated way after 89, but even when I graduated, it was still a little bit like that.
Cell phones were still new. We did not have smartphones at that point. The first smartphone came out in 2010 or 2009, 2010 with the iPhone. That was the first smartphone. I had an old brick Nokia phone.
Yeah.
And I still remember getting my first text message and going, what the hell is this?
Guarantee you that Nokia still works.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I got it. It's used as a doorstop, but I can make a phone call on it today. So I don't, like, it's weird.
Sometimes, you know, let's do it. Let's start it, man. And it'll start right here on the Plan B Morning Show.
Start a revolution?
Yes, it is. We got a holiday for everything. Why let's make another one. It's going to be National No Cell Phone Day. You got to put your cell phone away for a whole day.
The world will implode. The world cannot function. No, we can't. Because you know what? Even when we go on vacation, Kiki is answering emails. We don't take vacation anymore. We don't take days off. When we're at home, we're on the phone. No, we couldn't do it. The world would just fall apart.
National No Cell Phone Day. Let's pick a day.
It's going to be pure anarchy. There's going to be fires in the streets. People are going to it's going to be just a mess. Post-apocalyptic in 24 hours.
We got to pick a day, though. Hey, let me get on my phone real quick. We'll find a day that we... Hey, I'm going to get on my phone here.
Hang on. You're already doing it wrong, Hunter.
I'm going to find a day here.
You're doing it wrong.
Hang on.
Wait.
Yeah, I got to go to my calendar. Hang on.
Wait, you're playing Candy Crush. I can see it. I can see it in the reflection in your eyes, damn it.
The morning dump on the...